You're listening to Inside Discovery Life, the podcast that unpacks the stories, science, and strategy behind one of South Africa's most innovative life insurers. In this episode, we're diving into the importance of life insurance for women. We're talking everything from coverage stats to cancer claims, and from living benefits to family-focused features, and breaking it all down. I'm Jeremy King, an actuary from the R&D team, and with me is our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Marita van der Walt, and Kashmira Kanji, our Head of Market Analytics and R&D. Kash, today is all about why life insurance is important for women. Can you please share some of the info on the current state of life insurance in South Africa?
Sure, Jim, and thanks. I think it's such an important topic, and I'm so privileged to be able to talk about it every year. And I was thinking about how we can, you know, frame this differently this year. And I know myself and my girlfriends always talk about our love languages. And one love language that I think is missing from the entire conversation usually is that of life insurance. And life insurance is one of my love languages. It's the way that someone would tell me that they love me. You know, my husband would take out life insurance. He's saying to me, "I've got our kids' education covered. I don't want you to worry about bills and my funeral if the unthinkable happens. You and our children deserve the future that we always talk about. And your retirement is secure and my legacy can live on should anything happen to me." So life insurance really is, I think, a love language that we need to speak more about. And if we frame it that way, I think it's important then to think about the good news in this landscape is that women are actively considering insuring themselves in this space. And according to Discovery Life's experience, the number of new policies that women have adopted have increased by more than the number of policies that men have adopted. So it's 30% between 2020 and 2024 for women, whereas for men, it was just a 12% increase. So I think it's remarkable the strides that we're making as a community in, you know, thinking about life insurance actively.
Thanks, Kash. You've mentioned so many important aspects that we'll cover today. And one important feature to consider is that premiums are often cheaper for women than for men when we look at life insurance. Could you explain why this is the case?
So, I mean, interestingly, I don't necessarily want to say that men are always more likely to engage in risky behavior. I heard it's the case, and we do see it in our stats on occasion. But it remains fact that women tend to be more risk averse, and fact that women live longer than men. Whether it's because of that risk aversion or not is one part of it. But there's also the element of, you know, biologically we live longer. And that does mean that you effectively have a lower risk of dying at every single age. And that is what fundamentally brings down the premium of life insurance for women.
And Kash, with Discovery's model, one, our shared value model, as well as the way we've designed our benefits, it really does like work with this concept of living longer, etc., because we try and provide value for whole of life. Could you please explain this?
I think, Jim, it's such a beautifully designed product because it's there for you in you know, your moments when you need it the most, but it's also there for you in every little moment where we, you know, engage in some form of healthy behavior. And a payback is something that's built into our product that allows you to receive a portion of your premiums back, up to almost actually 100%, all of your premiums back should you engage in the healthy behavior and meet all the requirements. But there's also another feature which enables us to build towards a retirement fund or enhance our retirement building. And that is called a cash conversion benefit, which effectively pays out your risk cover in retirement should you survive to that point. And it's a beautifully designed feature of the product that, especially given that women live longer, it does mean that we're going to live longer in retirement, possibly without an income. So adding this to your nest egg is such a brilliant way to enhance that nest egg. Last year alone, Discovery Life paid out 2.4 billion rand in paybacks and cash conversions to all our clients, men and women. So this is not specific to either. But I think it's important. It's something that we can really leverage as women, given our lower risk of mortality, over time, to build on that retirement nest egg of ours.
Thanks, Cash. It really does show such power in those benefits. And Marita, now if we look at the claims that we see across our benefits, what do we see as the main causes coming out?
Yes, Jeremy. Unfortunately, cancer is right up there. And life cover claims, 55% of our life cover claims were due to cancer. 52% of our severe illness claims were due to cancer, and 33% of our disability claims. So it's very important that we look at ways of, first of all, preventing these diseases. So last year, Discovery Life paid out for severe illness cover $558 million to women, but $350 million of that was just for cancer. Breast cancer made up 41% of this amount, and it is the leading cause of cancer for women over the age of 30. It is very important to also be aware that heart and artery complications is a very important claims occurrence. We always think it's a male condition, but the stats are not showing that. It is so that women lag a bit behind in age, that the incidence rates show that women's peak incidence age is a bit later than men. But it's equally important, and even more so, because it is not recognized. Women are diagnosed later, and the prognosis and the outcome after a heart attack or surgery for heart and artery conditions are very often worse than men. Fortunately, we can do something about that. And the common denominator to prevent cancer, as well as heart attacks and other vascular complications, is a very healthy lifestyle. So if we look at our vitality risk markers and incentives to prevent these conditions, for example, exercising, looking after your weight, checking your cholesterol, and not smoking. These lifestyle factors will prevent cancer to a certain extent. We can't do anything about the genetic influence, but it can definitely influence the lifestyle component, as well as the heart and artery complications, as in heart attacks, needing stents, and coronary artery bypass grafts.
And now Discovery encourages and incentivizes clients to do screenings, whether it's cardiovascular or to do with cancer, etc. And these checks can be so important for individuals to pick up, for example, cancers at an early stage, leading to better outcomes. Marita, we've seen positive trends in the last few years regarding screenings. Could you take us through what we've seen?
Yeah. Jeremy, fortunately, after the lockdown, cancer screening, specifically breast cancer screening, has increased. And it is so important because if you diagnose breast cancer and most other cancers in the early stages, the treatment can be done and the prognosis is just so much better. For stage one breast cancer, generally, the survival rate for 5 years is close to 100%, 99%, where if it's diagnosed at a later stage, stage three or later, the survival rates are not as good. We do have our tiered product, paying for various severity levels, but we also have the lifetime option where all stages of cancer, whether it is the equivalent of a severity D cancer or any other, gets upgraded to 100% payout for breast cancer, which of course is a very good product guide today when cancer treatment is so sophisticated and super specialized that you do have, even if it's a lower stage of cancer, that you do have access to the very best management thereof.
Thanks, Marita. And our cancer cover with our illness cover is one of the most comprehensive benefits in the market, together with the multiple claims cover that it provides. In fact, our lifetime max 200% severe illness benefit was named the best cancer product by the Independent Clinical Oncology Network, and thanks to its extensive coverage across all stages of cancer, including remission. And I think whenever you take us through examples of the claims that we see come through, it really shows the power of this cover. Could you take us through a case study of one of the claims we've seen come through?
Yes, we have this case study. Penelope took out a life plan with a lifetime 200 severe illness benefit. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer that was severity D, so stage one, and she qualified for 3 lifetime upgrades, and we paid her $1.85 million for this thyroid cancer. Later, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, which is a severity A payout, and received lifetime upgrades again. And for this stage 3 cancer, she received $2.96 million, which was 140% of a sum assured. She then completed radiation treatment. All treatment was completed. And her PET scan, which shows up cancer focus, was done a year post the treatment, and she was clear of cancer. Unfortunately, later, she had a biopsy, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. She had the cancer relapse benefit, obviously, because of the lifetime 200, and we could pay her $1.95 million for the relapse. All in all, she received 340% of her sum assured. But it's not just the money. It's also the peace of mind that you have the ability to get the very best care, and then you can focus on getting better, and all the other emotional issues around dealing with cancer after cancer, and not just the financial layout, which is, of course, substantial.
Thanks, Marisa. I think that story shows so well how powerful our product is in terms of covering illnesses. And Cash, we've looked at severe illnesses a lot here, but another really important product is our income protection. Could you please take us through why this is such a powerful benefit?
And Jim, I think here I'd like to take a step back, is we've hugely and largely focused on cancer in this particular podcast. And I think it's necessary, given the ability to screen for something like cancer and manage your health for something like cancer. But I think it's important to recognize for the rest of the conversation that we're going to have is that, you know, insurance is holistic because, you know, you can just have, there are a myriad of, you know, complications that can go wrong in the human body. And women are not precluded from that. We can definitely be exposed to accidental risks. We are exposed to mortality risks linked to cardiovascular diseases, as Dr. M has highlighted, their mental conditions, musculoskeletal conditions, disability. So there's the breadth of cover that's required when you're thinking about your financial planning, in particular for life insurance. And one such benefit that covers you for this entire breadth of possibilities is your income continuation benefit. And I would argue that it's possibly the first benefit that we should consider as women when adding a life insurance product to our financial basket. And why is it so important, Jim? I mean, we get asked this question all the time. It is a more expensive benefit than the rest, but it's because of the breadth of cover, firstly, and secondly, that it protects your primary asset, which is your income. You know, today, if my income is to disappear, every possibility of financial planning after that is limited. I would not be able to save. I would not be able to invest. I would not be able to, you know, just go on living the usual quality of life that I'm used to living. So protecting your income for me is probably the first step when thinking about life insurance. Our life insurance or Discovery Life's income continuation benefit provides comprehensive whole of life cover. So from now till the day I die, I know I'm covered through this ICB benefit for an income amount. And that really has paid out in Discovery Life having paid nearly a quarter of a billion rand in income protection towards their female clients. Now, if I think about why it kicks in and why it's important, is, Jim, we've spoken about women living longer. And if we are to live longer, we're probably going to live longer in retirement. But there's the second conundrum, that female income is generally lower. It's not, you know, there's studies each year that are done to show this. So it's not we've made great strides in improving this, but we earn less and we also take time out of our working life in order to start families or care for sick family members. And that means reduced income at those times. So we're living longer in retirement, but we possibly have a shorter span in our working life to save towards that retirement. So there is really no flex or flexibility that we have in reduced income due to any other cause. And that's why an income continuation benefit is just so important.
And Cash, you mentioned family, and we've got a few benefits that are family focused. Could you take us through these?
Sure. And Jim, I think before, you know, the family protection is a key part of our offering. And we think about it when we're designing every single one of our benefits. But in particular, with the income continuation benefit, you know, it includes an automatic family protector that allows for cover of up to 100% of your insured amount for up to 6 months if your spouse or child suffers a severe illness, as an example. There's also cover should your spouse pass away. Our benefit and the people who've sat behind the scenes designing it understand that in taking out the time from your career, from your working life to care for sick family members, and to care for a household, there's the possibility that you lose income during that time. And so it's so important to know that you're protected. The whole of life benefit is also something we need to touch on, is that, you know, understanding that you're earning an income, you know, during a time when you're disabled, your income and your outflows or cash flows during that time are generally higher. If you speak to people who've gone through disabling moments or permanent disabilities, even, it's important to hear their stories and understand that your income sometimes just is depleted by the cost of having that disability. And so when you talk about a permanent disability in the context of income protection, it is so important to understand that you need that protection throughout life and not just to the point at which you retire. So whole of life coverage, I think, is so important to consider when thinking about an income continuation benefit. And I think, you know, if we look at some of our stats, 1 in 4 of our claims for women were permanent claims, meaning that that disability is lifelong and that woman has suddenly had a complete stop to their ability to earn an income. And, you know, had they not had this income product, they would have nothing to replace that.
Yeah. Thanks, Cash. And thanks, Rita. I mean, today's conversation really has made one thing clear. Life insurance isn't just about preparing for the worst. It's about protecting your ability to live fully, recover confidently, and care for those who matter most. For women who often carry both financial and caregiving responsibilities, the right life cover can be a powerful tool for resilience. And whether it's navigating illnesses, managing income loss, safeguarding your family's future, Discovery Life's benefits are designed to evolve with you through every stage of life. So I think today's been really, really amazing, and thank you.